This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today's guest is Fung, the CEO of ThreatBook. He's going to tell us about his company. They're in the market space of threat intelligence. Fung, welcome.
Hi, Gary. Thank you.
So what does your company do and how do you do it?
So ThreatBook is the leading firm in China. We are dedicated on threat intelligence. We are focused on the China market.
So when you say dedicated on threat intelligence, what kind of, like, how do you get that threat intel? Is it the latest form of a virus or malware? Is it an attack by a cybercrime group? What kind of information are you collecting?
So we are providing actionable threat intelligence to our customers in China, mostly enterprise. And we track, you know, hundreds of different threat groups. We're tracking their, like, the infrastructure they use, mm-hmm. Not just the virus itself, the malware pieces, you know, they use, like their profiles, their activities, and so on.
So you take this threat intelligence information and you put it in a platform. Mm-hmm. What do we call that platform?
We do have a threat intel platform, which we call the TIP.
TIP.
Yes.
So we're collecting a lot of threat intel. We're getting it in real time?
Mm-hmm, yes.
We're putting it in a platform. And what kind of customers are using this platform and what do they do with it?
So most of our customers are like a financial and the TMT industry, like including energies and others.
What's TMT?
Like the internet giants.
Oh, okay. So some of the largest telcos?
Yes, telecoms and internet companies and so on.
And are you looking at kind of the Fortune 500 size market, or are you helping smaller businesses?
Yeah, right now, we're focusing on the Fortune 500 in China, the big ones.
When one of the customers is receiving your feed, and they've got this threat intel platform, mm-hmm. is it stopping a breach? Is it giving them information that's actionable towards maybe helping clean up a mess? Where are they taking the data from the threat intel platform, and what are they doing with it?
Okay, so the TIP are getting real-time threat intel from ThreatBook's cloud, mm-hmm. and then the TIP is being deployed on-premise at the organization. Mm-hmm. Then this solution will help to empower and then make the existing solutions more smarter than they were before.
So when you say make an existing solution smarter, I've got my SIEM, I've got my web application firewall, I might have some old-fashioned IDS or IPS. Is mm-hmm. it going to be able to get smarter because you're giving it new knowledge, new information about the latest threats?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so excellent. So every day there's a new threat. Do you use machine learning? Do you have a team of engineers doing this and cybersecurity threat experts? Mm-hmm. How do you get that data so fast to your clients?
So we, ThreatBook got about 100 employees today. And we have groups of engineers and analysts who works on the latest threats, you know, day and night. But more importantly, we have things like you mentioned, like the deep learning and machine learning and other models, which works, you know, like 24/7, even where our people are sleeping. So the system will be able to produce like indicative compromise and other threat intel like by real time.
So when you say an indicator of compromise, that's kind of in the old-fashioned days, they would have an MD5 hash for mm-hmm. malware and say, I know this is a piece of malware, a virus, mm-hmm. and here's the signature. Mm-hmm. Is an indicator of compromise a signature of the exploit or of the vulnerability?
It's more like an indicator of the bad guys, of whatever, you know, they might use, like the MD5 hashes of the malware, like a command and control IP and domain names. And probably their email address and so on, whatever can be used for, you know.
So if I can take that indicator of compromise and put it into my SIEM, mm-hmm. does that mean if I see that pattern, I'm being victimized right now?
Yes.
And now I can have an actionable event, an alert to block or detect that situation and quarantine or isolate.
Yes, so the indicator of compromise should also provide you the context, not just the hash, domain and IPs. It should be able to tell you which group or bad guys are using this particular, you know, indicator, so that you know how serious it is and who they are and what they're looking for.
Do you think the bad guys are still far ahead of us, Do you think with what you're doing with threat intel and machine learning and AI and all that, do you think we're catching up to them? Are we getting ahead of them? Or are they still, is it a race that we're constantly a little bit behind?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think with the data science and, you know, like a big data, machine learning, and a threat intelligence, we're getting some sort of advantage against the bad guys. It used to be the case that the bad guys just need to find out a bug in your system, and you have to make it right all the time. So, but with the big data, so we're able to collect like all the artifacts of the bad guys, like lots of the behaviors they made in the past. So it gives us an advantage in case where, even when we were unable to tell, you know, the behaviors of the bad guys, we are still, you know, collecting the data. When you have certain intel comes in, when you have machine learning in the models, you might be able to find out the bad guys, the things they have done in the past.
So it gives that advantage. Use the past knowledge about threat intel to maybe predict where it's going.
Yes.
So would you call this a form of kind of predictive learning?
I think it's a little bit of a predictive, and also it makes it harder for the bad guys to correct their behavior because it's already in your database, either in your SIEM or being part of our threat intel graph database and so on.
Now, according to privacyrights.org, over 10 billion records have been stolen worldwide already.
Mm-hmm.
And that number just keeps going up. So mm-hmm. My question is, is it that threat intel is new and these big companies are just starting to learn about companies like ThreatBook?
Mm-hmm.
Are they not using the right countermeasures? What can we tell our viewers with your knowledge to mm-hmm. improve and slow down the breaches?
Yeah, I think one thing that Gartner has mentioned, I definitely agree with, is people are spending way too much on just the prevention itself,
mm-hmm.
but not enough on detection and response. Because it's 100% sure that each and every organization will be breached if you're an interest or target of any bad guys. But if you're able to detect the breach in just the seconds or minutes instead of days and weeks or months, you'll be able to stop not the breach itself, but the breach of your data, like the exfiltration of your data.
So it's a combination of the threat intelligence platform, your ThreatBook platform,
mm-hmm.
Combined with maybe APIs and integration with mm-hmm. the existing countermeasures,
mm-hmm.
speeding up our ability to detect mm-hmm. and isolate.
Yes.
And so we really will have a chance to start to get ahead of the threats
mm-hmm.
if the integration is done right.
Yeah, because usually it's not that the existing solutions are not giving you alerts, but it's the case that your security operations are being buried in thousands of millions of noises every day. The threat intel are just giving you, you know, in-time alerts with high severity threats and with context so that you know which one you need to take care of.
That's exciting. So is there anything you'd want to tell our viewers to learn more about ThreatBook and where you're headed, or give them some tips or ideas on what they can do to improve their security posture?
Sure. So ThreatBook is dedicated on threat intel, as I mentioned before, and what we're really doing is we want to leverage data science like machine learning and big data and cloud computing to build up like a threat graph, and leveraging that graph database to improve our ability and our customers' ability to quickly identify whatever, you know, the movement the bad guys are making, so that we're able to track them.
So bad guys are really coming usually in from the outside, and threat intel tells you that. But are there insider threat issues that we can learn from, and mm-hmm. will those patterns be in your system to share with customers who maybe haven't experienced an intranet breach or an mm-hmm. internal, you know, problem? They call it the insider threat. Can you actually also help on that insider threat problem?
Yeah, we have solutions where if you take the traffic of an organization's, you know, network, we'll be able to tell like the lateral movement of either it's a bad guy or it's an insider. They need to, you know, elevate their privilege and need to move laterally internally to be able to really touch the, you know, the sensitive data they are interested in. We do have a dedicated solution that we can help on that part too.
Is that part of the platform? Is it another product you offer?
It's another product. We call it Threat Detection Platform, which takes the network traffic for, you know, traffic analysis.
So ThreatBook is the market leader in threat intelligence in China, not only for these Fortune 500 companies on the outside to protect them from external breaches, but you've got another product that is integrated to allow them to stop the intranet breach or that insider threat where they might have a lateral attack behind the firewall.
Yes. Yeah. So we have two solutions. The first one was TIP, which like empowers to make the existing solution smarter. And we have another one called TDP, which takes the traffic. Both, like we call it north-south and the east-west. So we see the two ways, you know, traffic to detect both external hackers and also like the insiders.
That's great. Now, where can our viewers go to find out more information about your company?
Sure. They can definitely come to threatbook.ca. We have an English version of our, you know, website, have all that information available.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you to Fung, the CEO of ThreatBook.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.